we look for partly cloudy skies today. South winds at 10 to 20 and a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy with south winds at 5 to 10 and a low of around 61. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJN. News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic School District has had a number of recent COVID-19 cases at different buildings in the district. Atlantic Superintendent Steve Barber issued a statement to staff and parents on Wednesday in regards to the situation. He said, "We continue to be notified of positive COVID-19 cases for both staff and students at multiple locations. Our partnership with Cass County Public Health is a good one, and as we are made aware of new positive cases, we work collaboratively with them in determining the appropriate response. Public Health will be in direct communication with individuals who are determined to be in close contact with a positive case. Additionally, the district will be communicating with those individuals who are affected by these positive cases. We continue to follow the CDC and IDPH guidelines as a spike in cases have occurred in Cass County." Said, "I would encourage everyone to follow our mitigation strategies of social distancing, hand washing, mask usage, disinfecting, and other strategies to help stop the spread." KJAN News Time is 7:07.
When Underwood, Iowa residents Jessica and Aaron Clemson were 35 weeks pregnant with their first child, they transferred care to Cass County Health System in Atlantic.
I was absolutely blown away by how wonderful the nurses were. I didn't even have one nurse that I didn't think was amazing. They were also kind, compassionate, patient, and caring.
Read more about their story and learn about our obstetrics department at casshealth.org. Cass County Health System. We're here to help you have the best birthday ever.
In other news, a Creston man suffered fatal injuries following a head-on crash near Creston on Wednesday night. The Iowa State Patrol reports the accident occurred at 11:52 p.m. on Highway 34, 1 mile west of Creston. Troopers determined that a 2006 Chevy Impala driven by 25-year-old Todd M. Murray of Creston was eastbound on Highway 34 and, for reasons unknown, crossed the center line of the roadway and collided head-on with a 2021 Kenworth semi driven by 42-year-old William J. Caraway of Bondurant. Both vehicles left the roadway and came to rest in the ditch. Murray was wearing a seatbelt but suffered fatal injuries in the crash. Powers Funeral Home transported Murray from the scene to the state medical examiner's office. Caraway was not listed as suffering any injuries. Council Bluffs Police released updated information in regards to an officer-involved shooting at the Manawa Center Drive Walmart this past Friday. Detectives have requested that arrest warrants be issued for 29-year-old Ian James Liebarger of Omaha, charging him with aggravated assault on a police officer, a Class D felony, leaving the scene of a personal injury accident, operation of a motor vehicle without owner's consent, and theft fifth degree. Liebarger was identified as the driver of a white Mazda CX-9 that had stolen plates and attempted to flee from officers when confronted at Walmart last Friday. Council Bluffs Police Officer John Kubler attempted to remove Liebarger from the Mazda, resulting in Kubler being dragged several feet before he fired one round from his handgun at Liebarger. The round struck the Mazda but did not hit Liebarger, and at the time of the incident, Liebarger already was wanted on outstanding felony warrant out of Douglas County, Nebraska, for theft by receiving. Anyone with knowledge of his whereabouts are encouraged to contact Council Bluffs Police Department detectives at 712-328-4728 or to call 911. Officer Kubler remains on administrative leave while the DCI finalizes their independent investigation of that incident. On Wednesday, the Montgomery County Auditor, Recorder, and Treasurer issued a notice of intent to fill a vacancy on the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Those positions form the Supervisor Appointing Committee, which will be filling a vacancy for Montgomery County Supervisor District 1. The appointment is set to be made on Wednesday, October 21st, in the basement meeting room at the Montgomery County Courthouse in Red Oak. Persons that are interested in the appointment must submit a letter of interest, resume, and references no later than October 13th at 4:30 p.m. Those items must be sent to Carlene Bruning, Recorder, at 105 East Coolbaugh Street or P.O. Box 469 in Red Oak. They can be mailed, hand-delivered, or put in the drop box located at the courthouse. Residency in District 1 for at least 60 days is required to be eligible. Interviews of all the eligible candidates will be conducted by the committee on October 20th at 5:30 p.m. in the courtroom at the courthouse in Red Oak. The meeting will be open to the public and also by Zoom. The citizens of Montgomery County may request a special election to fill the vacancy by filing a petition with the Montgomery County Auditor containing 80 signatures of eligible electors within 14 days after the publication of notice or within 14 days after the appointment is made. The appointment made by the committee will be valid until January 1 of 2023 unless a special election is called for. The Glenwood Police Department reports the arrest of 25-year-old Natalie Rogers of Omaha, Nebraska on Wednesday for OWI second offense. Rogers was taken to the Mills County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. And the Cass County Health System Board of Trustees approved bids for their upcoming remodel and construction project. They had a number of local contractors that had placed bids, and they said they were happy to see local and regional companies on the list of approved bids. Bids were awarded to the following companies: Batting Construction, Vite Company Incorporated, Precision Concrete Services Incorporated, Cedaroff Masonry Incorporated, also McDermott & Sons Roofing, Atlantic Glass Company, Poindexter Flooring Incorporated, Servco Equipment Company, Mahoney Fire Sprinkler Incorporated, Camblin Mechanical Incorporated, and Dries Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Construction is expected to begin immediately and last through 2021. That's a look at the news. We'll take a look at your funeral announcements next. News Time 7:13. This is the perfect time to get your annual flu vaccine. And Atlantic Medical Center has made it even easier this year. No waiting in line, no need to even get out of your car. Call the Atlantic Medical Center at 712-243-2850 to schedule your drive-through flu shot appointment. Drive-through flu shot appointments are available on Monday and Friday mornings and Wednesday afternoons. Call 243-2850 today. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements, Betty Smith, age 85, of Greenfield, passed on Saturday at her home in Greenfield. Graveside services for Betty Smith will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery, and the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. David P. Testa, age 72, of Atlantic, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A memorial mass for David P. Testa will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Boyd Ray Lutz, age 54, of Adair, died August 16th at his home. Graveside services for Boyd Ray Lutz will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has the arrangements. Judy Ann Bruce, age 75, of Dallas, Texas, formerly of Manila, died August 16th in Dallas, Texas. Memorial services for Judy Ann Bruce will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Historic Trinity Church in Manning Heritage Park in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Jeffrey McAvoy, age 58, of Harlan, died September 6th. Funeral services for Jeffrey McAvoy will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Max DeWitt, age 90, of Casey, died on Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. A private family graveside service for Max DeWitt will be held on Monday at the Dalmanutha Cemetery near Casey. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic is handling the arrangements. Jeffrey L. Bradley, age 51, of Manila, died Thursday at home. Funeral services for Jeffrey L. Bradley are pending with Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Mary Hanley, age 64, of Manning, died Saturday at home. Funeral services for Mary Hanley are pending with Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Byron L. Spillers, age 98, of Redfield, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Cremation has taken place, and a graveside service for Byron L. Spillers will be held at a later date. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. News brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.